Today, Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz is holding a Second Amendment campaign event at a gun range in Iowa, just 2 days after the deadly mass shooting in San Bernardino, California. It's just one of the ways the shooting has affected the 2016 presidential race. And when it comes to that race, a CNN national poll out today shows Donald Trump with a commanding 20-point lead over Cruz, who is his nearest competitor. A lot of news to talk about in the week in 2016 politics. So joining us to do that for our Friday roundtable are Kay Henderson, news director of Radio Iowa. She's in Des Moines. Hi, Kay.
Good day.
And here in Washington, Jesse Hollins, who is part of the Associated Press politics team. Hi, Jesse.
Good afternoon.
And, you know, let's start with this shooting, because when you look at what happens after a shooting like this, and there have been so many of them now, it doesn't appear to really move the needle at all politically. I want to listen to Ted Cruz here. After the shooting in Colorado, the one last week, here he is talking on Hugh Hewitt's radio show.
You know, every time you have some sort of violent crime or mass killing, you can almost see the media salivating, hoping desperately that the murderer happens to be a Republican so they can use it to try to paint their political enemy. Now, listen, here's the simple and undeniable fact. The overwhelming majority of violent criminals are Democrats.
And in the wake of that statement, many people have disputed that. But even after the San Bernardino shootings happened, Kay, this morning, Ted Cruz tweeted, "You don't get rid of the bad guys by getting rid of our guns. You get rid of the bad guys by using our guns." How does all this go over in Iowa?
Well, I would argue that the premise is a little off, because I do think that the combination of Hillary Clinton's strong performance in the October debate made some Republicans in Iowa who were supporting Ben Carson worry that he might not be the best counterpunch to her in the general election next year. And then Paris happened, and people again thought, when they looked at Carson, he doesn't seem to be commander-in-chief material. He doesn't have a grasp of foreign policy. And if you look at the Quinnipiac poll that was taken in mid-November, his campaign has lost support, and Ted Cruz has gained among all of the candidates it tested in the poll here in Iowa exclusively. Cruz tests the most as ready to be commander-in-chief.
And does language like what we just heard help him, Kay, in Iowa?
I think it does. I think people look at him as a strong leader. The Quinnipiac poll I just mentioned has Trump in the lead here, but Cruz is close behind at just 3 points away. Cruz is here this weekend, as is Trump. We'll see how things play out. There are now less than 60 days left before the Iowa caucuses are held on February 1st.
Well, let's listen here to Marco Rubio, another one of the people who's in the top few candidates in the polls. Here he is on Fox and Friends this morning, referring in this case to Democrats.
When this first came out, without even knowing anything about the case, the first thing they started talking about was gun control and gun control. I don't hear anybody talking about bomb control.
Jesse, how do you see these issues shaping the campaign 58 days now away from the Iowa caucuses?
Well, especially looking at the shooting in California, you're seeing major storylines coming out of this. You see the president talking about gun control, but you're now seeing the Republicans talking more and more about mental health. You see Donald Trump saying that this is maybe a mental health issue. And now, as the story has pivoted from mental health to possibly terrorism, we're seeing that whole other line open up from everyone, that they're talking more and more about how this could be possibly terrorism and how do we keep terrorism from coming onto our shores. Now, when you start talking about terrorism, you start pivoting more toward to the Republican Party. But when you start talking about mental health and gun control, you start pivoting toward the Democratic Party. So we're seeing these lines open up clearly in the presidential campaign, where the Democrats are talking about gun control and the Republicans are more talking about mental health and terrorism. So it'll be interesting over the next couple of days to see how this plays out.
Well, let's listen to some of the Democrats. This is Bernie Sanders, who has called himself pro-hunting, but he, in this case, echoed Hillary Clinton and Martin O'Malley yesterday in calling for increased gun control.
Now, the bad news is, in fact, that this nation is divided over gun legislation. That's a simple fact. That's a political reality. But the good news is there is a broad consensus, perhaps 60-70% of the American people, who agree on common sense gun safety legislation.
And here's Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire last night on divisions over gun control, in particular legislation that failed in the Senate yesterday to block people on the no-fly list from getting access to guns.
But on this issue, where people who are too dangerous to fly in America can still buy guns in America, there should be no debate. We are not violating anybody's rights.
Kay, what does the Democratic race look like to you right now in Iowa? Is it a very competitive race? Does it look like Bernie Sanders could win?
Right now, it looks as if it's frozen. Nothing has changed in the past 5 weeks. Clinton holds anywhere between a 9 and a 10-point lead here. I think Bernie Sanders may have reached his threshold. He has about 40% support here. I think Clinton, unless she makes a major gaffe, may do quite well in the Iowa caucuses. It will be up to others to decide whether she met expectations. But sometimes a win is a win, and that's what her people are saying.
Jesse, what do you think? Is the Democratic race as competitive as some people think that it is?
Well, right now, it doesn't look like Hillary Clinton is going to have any problem in Iowa. If Bernie Sanders can turn up the heat on her when it comes to New Hampshire, then they'll be they will have a better idea of how she's going to do nationally. Because when you start moving south toward South Carolina, it seems like that's when you start picking up the Hillary Clinton camp. Her campaign really is going to pick up heat. So his best chance is probably not Iowa, but maybe picking up some momentum in New Hampshire and moving down and taking that down south. But if he doesn't do well in the first couple of campaigns, people are going to call this race over.
And on the Republican side, Jesse, is it your view at this point that anybody could take the nomination, or is it really just a few of them that could? And what about all the concern this week on the part of many establishment Republicans that
right.
Donald Trump could become the nominee, could win Iowa as he's favored to do right now, New Hampshire, South Carolina, all the rest of them, and become the nominee?
Well, you can see the subtle shift here in Washington where the establishment Republican Party is going from, well, you know, Donald Trump could win to the now, oh, my God, Donald Trump could win. They're actually taking it as a serious possibility now and making plans in case he does. Right now, it's still way too early to say who's going to get the Republican nomination. People who won in Iowa, New Hampshire in previous races didn't end up getting the nomination in when it came down the road. So it's still too early to say who's going to win. But what we can say now definitively, that the establishment inside the Beltway Republicans are now taking the Trump campaign seriously, where they might not have been 2 months ago.
Kay, do you think that Donald Trump is likely to be the nominee?
I can't tell you what may happen in South Carolina or Nevada because I haven't been there on the ground, but I can tell you here in Iowa, he has a serious shot at winning the caucuses, partly because the field is so large. If you look at the last poll, he has about one out of every four likely Republican voters supporting him. But in a field so large, that could lead to victory for him. If you look back at 1996, Bob Dole did not get the support of 73% of the Iowa caucus goers that year, but he was still the winner because the field was large. So this is shaping up to be perhaps Trump's year.
In New Hampshire, you know, Chris Christie is starting to get a second look. He won a notable endorsement last weekend from the conservative New Hampshire union leader. Here he is at an event in New Hampshire on Monday.
Who's the most tested and ready and mature person to keep our country safe and secure and prosperous over the next 4 years? I believe the more the people of New Hampshire hear from me and get to question me, the more confident they'll become in my leadership.
Jesse, what about these more establishment figures? Chris Christie, Jeb Bush, who's down now in single digits in the polls, John Kasich. What's the path for them if they're going to do it?
Well, what they're trying to do now is they're basically trying and hoping they can wait out the Trump surge. This is what we're seeing. Donald Trump is so far ahead that everyone right now is jockeying for second place, but they're still waiting. They're all waiting on him to implode. Chris Christie has a leg up in New Hampshire because he got that great endorsement. The other governors out there, Jeb Bush, John Kasich, they're all hoping and trying to prepare themselves for the moment that Donald Trump doesn't lead Republican polls. Right now, they're still waiting for that moment. Everyone's waiting for that moment. And everyone, like I said, in Washington, they're starting to take Trump candidacy seriously. And so it seems like everyone is jockeying for that second spot and hoping somewhere down the road the Trump campaign implodes. It hasn't yet.
Kay, do you think that by the time we get to Iowa, all the candidates who are in the race now are still going to be in the race? And the day after, I would ask the same question.
I doubt if they're all in the race on February 2nd, but I do think that most of them who are in till February 1st. One interesting thing that Rand Paul said today, he thinks Marco Rubio is emerging as the establishment candidate, and he was all over Rubio in terms of striking a foreign policy difference with Mr. Rubio, and Chris Christie today as well has been attacking Rubio. So you see those people that are fighting for the establishment, and then an outsider like Rand Paul all identifying Rubio as the person to watch.
That's Kay Henderson, news director of Radio Iowa, and we've been speaking also with Jesse Holland, who is part of the Associated Press politics team, about the week in 2016 politics, and we are getting close, just 58 days now until the Iowa caucuses. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.